No, I do not find these signatures on either the petition or the order itself.
Now, you have the board fire of the defendant on waiver order. I think that is Exhibit 4.
Yes, I do have that.
Would you turn to page 2 of that, please?
That is correct.
And are you on page 2 now?
Page 2, yes.
The board
2 and then 209, actually, on the fourth body. There's 2 of body 4, but 209 of the total transcript.
You see on page 2 where certain things are numbered 1 through 10?
Yes, now, may I interrupt to this extent? I'm reading from the verbatim transcript is what I have in mind.
Yes.
Now, the voir dire examination itself that the judge read from is a part of the record in the file. Now, that may be where you're referring to number 10.
No, it says page 2, voir dire, not defendant on waiver and order. At the top of the page.
Well, the two voir dires are two...
This is from the official... official jacket or record that includes the indictment and the copy of the voir dire in which the judge read to the defendant. That's in this yellow file.
Well, you read that on direct examination.
Yes, I read out of the verbatim transcript what this is.
Now,
excuse me, just let me get this straight. Are there two separate things, Mr. Blackwell, or is it just one instrument there?
There's two separate instruments. Words the court had upon his desk, upon the actual copy. This is the copy here that was initialed by Mr. Foreman and then James Earl Ray.
Well,
this is what he read from.
Well, is that copy there verbatim transcript of the copy that you, of the transcript that you read a while ago in Exhibit 4?
I would say practically verbatim. There's perhaps one or two words in here.
No, there's two separate instruments.
Yes, there's two separate instruments.
He did this twice, is that correct?
You know, one time, but this is actually what came out of the microphone. And this is what the judge read from.
I don't understand.
Well, apparently this is what was tendered to the defendant Mr. Foreman. Is what they tendered back to the court is the voir dire. In other words, they had signed this.
Oh, they
tendered
back to
the court.
Another. I see.
And then the court asked these questions from the bench. And then what I read from here, out this verbatim transcript, is what came out of the microphone.
We'd like to get back to the verbatim
read this statement. pressure of any kind by anyone in any way been used on you to get you to plead guilty?
I'm talking about above that. There's what the judge says above that.
Yes, I see in the paragraph above it, I see that, yes.
Now, after the word judge, on your copy, does it say, on the document that you're looking at, that you read from earlier, does it say, has anything besides this sentence of 99 years in the penitentiary been promised to you to get you to plead guilty?
That is the statement. Has anything besides this sentence of 99 years in the penitentiary been promised to you to get you to plead guilty?
Question. And it's a question mark.
Correct.
And after that question mark, there's no answer whatever, is there?
There is an answer.
Well, is there another question that follows before an answer?
There is.
But to that particular question that I just read, there is no answer before going into the next question.
No, that is correct. In this verbatim transcript, there is no answer there.
No further questions, Your
Honor. That's the same. Anything further from Mr. Black? All right, you may step down. Thanks.
Yes.
Let me see if the defense wants to offer. Has the state any further proof to offer at this time?
Not at this time.
All right. Does the defendant have any proof to offer?
No, sir. The defense is not going to put on proof.
What? No proof, either?
I would like to make a motion to strike the motion to strike, however, because it goes beyond the matters within this court.
I said motion to overrule. Now, Mr. Dwyer, you have the right then to proceed with your argument of law, then Mr. White or Mr. Stone or Mr. Rich or Mr. Ryan or all three of them may proceed with their argument.
We have about a 3-minute recess before we do that.
Miss Hill, did I call you Mr. White then?
Yes, sir.
I apologize that registered on me after I had said that. I don't know where I picked up that name. All right. Then, gentlemen, let's take about a recess until about 20 minutes to 11 here. Declare recess, please.
I'll declare recess. I'll go back. Everyone, be seated, please. No call.
All right, gentlemen, both sides ready now to proceed with the arguments.
We're ready for the argument.
All right, you're ready also, Mr. Hill. You, Mr. Stone.
Yes, sir.
All right, you may proceed, Mr. Stone.
The court, state has previously submitted two memorandums of authority on the question of law in this matter, and I will not burden the court with very little new authority, if any. Striking of certain allegations this morning by the defendant, I think, has lessened or clarified or narrowed our issues to essentially made by the defendant, an order accepting the waiver by Judge Battle. Proof was presented by witnesses and by stipulation. The trial judge, Judge Battle, sentenced the defendant and signed the minute entry, which completed his part in this particular case. There would be nothing further that Judge Battle could do in this case other than it's been pointed out in the brief. If certain matters came up later, they would, of course, come back to him as provided by the Supreme Court in Rich Page Parker's petition for post-conviction relief or what have you. Now, the statute 17.117 says that where trial is had. The word trial is most commonly defined as a judicial investigation and determination of issues between parties to an action. It has been defined further that the word is commonly used to designate the step in an action by which issues or questions of fact are decided, and may be the questions of fact or questions of law. Issue is a disputed point or a disputed fact in a lawsuit. Then that is what a trial is. You must have a trial of questions or the issues of a lawsuit where one party says one thing and one party says another. Most commonly in a criminal lawsuit, it would be that the allegation of the state is the indictment. Dispute of the defendant is the plea of not guilty. We have not had this in this particular case. We have had a